Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is Cestine Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, Cestine Duckworth.
Hello, everyone. And we have a great program for you today at the Music Cafe, which is part of the Living Vertical Radio platform. We have Maul and Lise, a musical duo hailing from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to get a chance to talk to them. And before I bring them on, though, I'm going to play one of their songs for you. But let's talk a little bit about Maul and Lise. They are ATL's hottest Caribbean and international. They've won the Caribbean Ash Award, okay, for 2019 and 2020. Beautiful songstress and writer Shalise, that's Lise. The two bring in unique Caribbean international and world sounds to the musical arena. The duo was formed a year ago after a choice meeting with DJ Rome leads them to the studio and to 32 hours later record their first song together. And it has been running ever since. Maul and Lise has since released two official singles, Lose Control and Still in Everything, thus far gaining rave reviews. So these two are on our program today. I hope you enjoy the program and feel the energy. So we're going to play Still in Everything by Maul and Lise, and then we're going to go into our interview with these two very musical duo, okay? Thank you.
Just make it breathe. Just want to breathe.
These are some serious times. But still in everything. Praise the Most High. Malali. Give it up. I not give up. I just do for me thing. God bless you, taffy win. Although the times tough, grind rough, still me a sing. Still praise Jah in everything. Them have the eyes, but them don't have the vision. Them can't see the mission. Unity over division. No brainer, that's a easy decision. Realness gone in a recession. So we manifest when we link up. We discuss goals and we think up. We talking money like the bring stroke. We not free hate, we are still love. So me just a go on and I live my life. Praise God in everything, I mean I think twice. Pull up and they like I'm in a crush. Tell them to me the kid.
Everything I pray the most high.
bad mind can't stop you this year. So we shall have to fear them kids that they hear. So we have to hustle, just to survive. Flex me we muscle, go for the prize. Fight we a tussle, then we arrive. Them say this thing goes up, me say you have your life. I mean kings and queens and birds, just have to do your work. That's why you touch the earth, you are the one. Power we not reverse, you take no need rehearse. This is this verse, cause it's a foundation. Yes. Listen to the words I speak. Cadillac show from the beat. Yeah. The angel and the hope that sleeps. Tell me this one no compete.
And that was Still and Everything by Maul and Leaf. And I'd like to welcome to the program Maul and Leaf. Hi, Maul and Leaf. How are you doing today?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You did it too.
Yeah.
My lady, you did it too. Good evening to you, Miss Celeste. What's good?
Okay. I'm talking to the two happiest people I know.
Blessings, blessings, love and light, always, always.
Yes.
And bringing us some good music too. I'm happy to finally get you on the program. I'm just, the song is just great. It's actually, I let a few people listen to it before we had loaded it up, and they were like, you know what, that's dope. We really like that. So hey, from the Vertical Family to Maul and Leaf.
That's what's up. Oh, we going vertical. Everything up, man.
Everything up. No nonsense. Just straight up.
Exactly.
Most definitely.
Facts.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Good.
We're glad to be here, first of all, man. We appreciate you having us on your platform. You know, we greatly appreciate that.
Yes, that's for sure.
Well, I really appreciate, when my cousin sends me people to, review, I really appreciate that because it also gives my audience a chance to hear something different and something new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are, you know, our platform is worldwide. So, you know, we play music for everyone to hear who's out there, who's new. People are getting more and more eclectic in their musical taste. And that's
definitely
what makes it really cool. Yeah, and that's what makes it really cool when we meet people. We're like, hey, you know, I really like that. Or either I'll hear something. I said, like I told my cousin, I'm like, hey, I need some musicians. We've been doing the Music Cafe for a long time, but I'm really glad to meet some new and fresh people. So, you know what?
Definitely.
Before we even get started, we wish you the best in all your endeavors. And I'm going to tell you, we will be sharing this radio broadcast about you too, to all of our, you know, parties, every chance we get. So I'm happy to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you. And shout out to KJ too. KJ Jackson, big up yourself, man.
KJ, amazing person.
He's a plug. He was a plug.
Yes. He was a messenger.
Yeah.
He was a messenger.
Yeah.
Great. So I have some questions for you. My audience is interested. And usually, you know, when we're talking to musical artists, we reach out to our music people, our music lovers, so we can have some great questions for you. And also for everyone, we have another song that we're going to play halfway in the show. But before we go forward, I want to ask you, what made you write that song, Still and Everything?
Good question. I'm going to leave you to handle that question.
Well, what happened was a year and 2 months maybe, I lost my brother was murdered back in my hometown. And I wrote this song, and it just happened to fall into when the pandemic happened. And, you know, so even though I was going through something personally, it was able to reach out to a world that was going through, needed healing in itself. You know what I mean? So
Right.
Yeah, that's how the song was created, yeah.
And then initially we wasn't going to release that song at that time, but like she said, during the pandemic and stuff, we felt that it was this was a record that was needed,
yes.
That, you know, could help people during these tough times. And we just felt it was the right time to push that record out. So
right.
That's why we put that single out. That was our second single.
Well, I love the
video
message
on YouTube.
Still in everything. I love that message that you're still in everything.
Exactly. It's about turning power into pain, because, you know, you have a choice when you... Turning pain into power, excuse me. But, you know, we go through things. Things happen in the world. Things happen in our lives. And this song just says, still in everything. We still have to praise God. We still have to move forward. We still have to remember our dreams, you know, reach our goals. Like, you know, we still have to push forward through everything.
That's
and
true.
Praise God, you know?
That's true. I feel the same way. I think that, you know, everything that we've been going through, it's amazing to see the people that have pushed through. And I mean, some of the stuff that you hear and you see in the news, it can be heartbreaking. And it's actually, you know, everything about COVID has really hit us all, you know, in our homes and in our neighborhoods. It's really brought together, you know, people that you wouldn't think, you know, brought together. But I love the message that even though you have to keep moving, you can't sit down.
Yes,
you have a choice, you know, you could lay down and curl up or you could push through.
And like the first line in the song says, I not give up. I just do my thing. Jobless youths have to win. So it's like it ain't no giving up no matter what's going on. You just got to keep pushing and just keep doing your thing, you know?
Yeah. That's true. So I want you to tell the audience, like, you know, a little bit about yourselves and how you came together as Maul and Lee.
Well, I've been in the game for a long time, you know, over, you know, a couple of decades while I've been doing my thing, you know. I've reached some places that, you know, I could have been further, but the situation wasn't right. And in my heart, it wasn't no need for me to sign no contracts. Like, I had 3 contracts placed in front of me throughout my career, but none of them was never right. So I just decided to just do my thing independently and just keep pushing. I was Bad Cat at first. A lot of people know me as Bad Cat. I evolved into Malgato. Then when I met Lise, like a year ago, we started vibing, and I was like, her name is Chalice. My name is Malgato. I was like, man, they're going to start calling us Malice. And then one day I was like, yo, Malalice. And it just fit perfect. And we just rolled with it, you know? And upon meeting her, like I said, I met her through my DJ Rome. He introduced me to her because I had this record that I wanted a female artist on the record. And like we linked Saturday, we went to the studio Monday, recorded the song, everything that I told her that I was hearing in my vibes, she repeated it off of what she wrote. And I was like, yo, the vibe was just organic, and from then we've been running ever since.
Okay.
You know, tell them a little bit about what you got going on.
Yes, me myself, I've been doing it for quite a while. I started recording professionally maybe in 2000, and I've been working hard ever since, you know, just keep recording, keep doing my thing. Of course, my name was Chalice at the time. I was more lovers rock and, you know, smooth reggae, try to mix it with some R&B, you know, because I always wanted to have an international sound. I always wanted to make music that everyone can listen to, you know, my grandma, my mom, my sisters, and my kids, you know, that kind of way. So it was important for me to write good music and positive music.
And then both of us being that both of us from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, the link was just, it was just real and natural. It wasn't nothing forced. Everything just flowed.
Yes.
So we've just been running ever since.
Yep.
So you just knew that was your next step in music, right? Because nothing's by chance.
Exactly.
What happened, DJ that introduced me to Malgato, the DJ that introduced me to him, I met on a show. I was actually doing another show where he was working on, the DJ was working on. So it was like, you know, it was just alignment.
Yes.
Everything just worked as it was supposed to.
And that show we was doing was actually the VI reunion that we have every year in Atlanta. We had it last year because of the pandemic. And Shout out to Shares of Chocolate, Tony, and them. They put Salise on that show. I wasn't on that show, but my DJ was the DJ for that day at the picnic. And when he saw her, that was his first time even hearing her and seeing her. And then he came to me like, yo, and that's this female artist, I think y'all would collab real good. He kept telling me, he's like, she just like you, she just like you. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? And then when we linked,
right,
it was just a natural vibe.
Right, right, right. This question for the both of you, do you come from a family that's musical or artistic?
She do. She come from an artistic, from a musical background.
My entire family, my dad is a drummer, singer. My uncle's drum, my aunt sing. It's musical instruments. My brother's drum and sing. It's everybody is doing something.
I was more into sports. I was a sports person. I used to play baseball, basketball. Sports was my thing, but I always loved music. And then upon me coming to Atlanta in the 90s, I just picked up the music because a lot of people around me, they used to be calling me Shabba. You better be a Shabba. I used to be singing his songs. And then I just wrote my first song one day, and then I just been doing writing my own music. So I just switched from the sports over to the music. But music always be my love. But I tell her all the time, like, you had it great to have your dad and stuff that's a drummer, a musician, and your brothers and stuff. I never had that. I just had to reach out for whatever I could get. I had people that love music and show me different vibes, but it's a different thing when you have musical people in your family.
Yeah, and I think that's where most of my drive comes from, because I have a history of family members that are so talented and do so much in music and in their careers, but they never like take the risk to kind of push through. So I feel like I have a responsibility to do what they didn't do, or they didn't believe they could do, or wasn't capable of doing for some reason. So that's my position.
You're pushing that legacy out to the masses.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't do that without, you know, getting this thing on the map.
Yeah, you know, and that's very true. When you come from a family of creative people, it may be one or two that will push the envelope and push it on out, you know? I know people in my family that are great musicians and play instruments really well. And it's like just a couple of people that push themselves out there.
Exactly.
Go to extra distance, because talent is one thing, and dedication, discipline and perseverance is a whole nother thing. So you have to package everything together to try to get where you really want to go. You have to be disciplined within yourself.
And you have to have faith. Like, you have to have an undeniable, unbelievable faith within yourself, mostly within God. You know, you just have to believe and go. That's it.
Well, always, also, too, with the both of you, the both of you are looking for something. I mean, you're secure in your music. You were looking for something, or either it was something saying it's time to do something different. Let's push it out even further. And you found each other. So that's another thing is that you have that fire that says that, you know, oh no, we're gonna keep moving this. It's gonna be a little different, but we're gonna move it. We're gonna keep moving.
Yes.
Which is great too. You gotta have that passion. Yeah. That passion and drive you gotta have behind you too.
Yes, and especially when it comes natural, like, you don't even have to force it. It just comes like, okay, you feed off my energy, I feed off your energy, we on the same page. Man, let's go.
And we've both been in music in our communities for so many years, and we have never met.
Never, not one time.
We've worked with the same producers, worked on the same shows, worked with the same promoters, and never met.
I never even heard of the name. She was like, when I met her, she was like, yeah, I heard about you before, but I never heard about her, you know? And then when I saw her, I was like,
sometimes that makes the best collaborations, though.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, we're supposed to meet prior to this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you describe your music?
Well, our music is international. I always used to call my, I came up with, I coined the term reg hop music. My music, when I was
right.
doing it on the solo end, it was more reggae with a hip-hop influence, because I actually listened to more hip-hop music than reggae or any other genre. So I always infuse the hip-hop culture and the hip-hop slang into my reggae thing. Because like I say, when I was doing it back in the day, a lot of American people, they like, I love the reggae, but I don't understand what they're saying, you know? So I took it upon myself,
right.
like, yo, you know, they like the beat. You know, they like the beat, but they can't understand all the words. So I was like, if
right.
I incorporate the hip-hop swag with my island swag, they could receive it, you know, even more better. Because a lot of times they used to thought I was a rapper just by looking at me and how I move.
Right.
And when they hear me do the reggae, it would shock them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
mm-hmm.
Hawk vibe is more of the reggae, the roots, the lovers rock and all of that. But when I heard what else she can do and the limitless vibe and talent that she have, I'm like, yo, we could take this thing to a whole different level. Because we just did a brand new song called NFS that she did, and it was kind of different from what she normally do. It's more up-tempo, it's more dancehall, it's edgy, you know. It's we got a clean and a raw version on it, but it's something that she stepped out the box from what she was comfortable doing, but she can do it. She just needed somebody
mm-hmm.
to be like, yo, I believe in that, and you can do it. You know?
So I think we're looking, I think our aim for our music and our sound is more
uh-huh.
of a world sound. Because our collaboration with what we both bring between reggae and R&B is, and our style. I think our style has a real big part to play in it, because it's different. It's not
yes.
something that you've heard before, but you know when you hear it, it's a world sound.
Yeah.
It's not for
right.
any particular culture, individual,
region.
Or region. It's just world music. We want to make music for the world.
That's great.
You can hear it in the two songs that you got is two totally different ends of the spectrum on those two songs.
Right.
And the next
mm-hmm.
one that we're coming with is still different. So we constantly try and push the envelope and just stay true within ourselves, but just make it to where, yo, it ain't no genre with Malalise.
Yeah, we'll never be in a box. We'll never stay. You'll never hear Malalise doing one genre of music, or like we're musicians. And at this point in our career, we have came to a point where we just want to express our music. We want to just do real music, and whatever that means is that's what y'all are gonna get.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what is your creative process? How do you guys get together, and how do you write, and how do you do your, how do you rehearse the music? What's that process look like?
Oh my gosh. It is so magical. It's a magical moment. Sometimes we get someone sends us a beat, and we'll decide what beat we're going to work on. And as soon as the beat comes on, it's like we just start to sing the song. Like sometimes we have to stop and just laugh at ourselves at how good God is and how easy a blessing could be, because we, you know, when we come together and decide to write, it just magically happens, like organically happens.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might link with the other writer and you saying something, but they're not really feeling what you're saying, or they saying something and then the other person not really feeling it. So then you got to scrap that, start something again. With everything we do, it just be a natural vibe. Like I'll play the beat. Like say for instance, the next song that you're going to play, the Lose Control, we was going through some beats in the studio one day. I played one beat. And one thing with her, she takes like 10, 15 seconds. She'd be like, I don't like that. Me, I let the beat just play out the whole way. She'd be like, cut it, next.
I know what I want.
And then as soon as she heard the one beat, she just came up with a hook and started singing a hook. And that was the hook for the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it just being a magical vibe, man. We just rolling with it.
Well, that's true. I mean, most creative people, and I'll say most creative people that are really in touch with what they do, that's how it happens for them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as
yeah,
a writer, I've written down stuff on notes as a writer, or I've been talking to my friends, and mm-hmm. I'll say something and write it down. And I remember someone read that back to me, and I was like, who said that? And they were like, you did. And I was like, that's like when you're in a zone, you know, like you're in a zone. Yeah, and exactly. It's very, very, yeah, very few people can be in your zone, okay?
Yeah,
some people, definitely. They come to your, yeah, they, some people are coming and they're playing with you, or if you got a, you know, studio group and they, you know, it's a job. But like some people come and you're in a zone, you know?
Yes.
You don't know
Lying.
What's happening,
yep.
but everything just goes like it's supposed to go.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an alignment,
yeah.
man. And once it's aligned, it
yes.
just flows.
Yeah.
You just go with
true
the frequency.
Alignment, true alignment. Right. True alignment
huh?
and true, and a true, just very true right. alignment. So
yeah.
what do you enjoy the most about being musicians? What do you enjoy the most about it?
For me, it's songwriting. Songwriting for me is, it takes me to a place. I like, you know, I'm not to sound cliche, but bliss is what I feel when I write. Like when I write a song, put words on paper and create melodies, it takes me to a place that
mm-hmm.
I know it has to be God. It has to be divine. It has to be of good passion and, you know,
right.
and
divine
she,
work.
Mm-hmm.
And she dope.
Mm-hmm.
She dope with the melodies. Speaking of melodies, because I come from a straight hardcore, you know, bass. I was never like melodic. I can rap bars and chat bars around you, but she bring a melodic vibe to me, and I bring the rap, the hardcore lyrical vibe to her. For me, the music,
right.
the part I enjoy most is stage performing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I get on that stage, I become a whole different person. Like I love to interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, because
okay.
I've had Dion Farris from Arrested Development told me. She's like, Kat, I love your music, but when I see you perform live, it brings a whole nother dimension to what you're doing. And this was
right.
way back in the day. And from then, I always take pride in my performance. Like, I rehearse. I put in my head, even before my show, I already have the show in my head and the audience in my head and the crowd in my head and what I'm going to do at certain times. And once I touch that stage, it's just, we got it. Let's go, you know?
Right, right.
And as soon as
okay.
When we write a song, I do the covers. You know, we do our own covers. We
yeah.
do our own advertising. We design our own covers and stuff like that. So we write a song, so
everything is self-contained. You
yeah.
know, she have Logos
right.
by Leaf.
Right.
You know, people can check that out on Instagram, Logos by Leaf. All our album covers, she do all the covers, all the artwork. We got covers for songs that we even ain't recorded yet. You know, so it's good to have all of that. yeah, so
right.
we ahead of the game. Because I'm
absolutely.
Old school, and my old head always tell me, from your prepared, they can't tell you anything.
Yeah.
So I always try
right.
to be prepared and ahead of the
game.
We have Infiltrate
yeah.
Entertainment is our own label. That's my label that I have. Shout out to Cadillac Show, my business partner. I've been had that label since early in my career because I figure it's something that I could grow with and build with. So when I grow, the label would grow.
Yeah.
So we have Infiltrate
right.
Entertainment. That's everything is under that. Now we have MG Films. That's still an everything video. It was shot by Jagambo Media, but I edited it myself,
yeah.
which created MG Films. So we got MG Films, and we also got MG Gears, which is my headwear line, my apparel line. So we just try to stay
okay.
self-contained, you know, do as much as we can
yeah.
on our own.
And stay positive. And
yeah, so when somebody comes to me, you know, we have leverage. We're not going to nobody. We're not begging nobody for
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, so we're going to build our thing until it gets to a level where you have to come to us.
Right.
So while we're on that subject, where can people get your music
mm-hmm.
at and where can they see you at? So let's get that message out now.
Okay, our music is on all streaming platforms. Once you put in Mal and Leaf, you can go to iTunes, Spotify, you know, Amazon Music. Our music is out there. Once you put Mal and Leaf, we're on all streaming platforms. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. The Real Mal Gatto on Instagram. Leaf Music on Instagram. We just started TikTok. We got a TikTok now, Mal and Leaf Music. YouTube is Malalis Music. A matter of fact, we just posted a little skit on what is it, TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, 2 days ago. Right now, it's up to 490,000 views.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Nice. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got it on Facebook and it's 174 views. So it's
okay.
Like it's more than one way to get a check. You
right,
see what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So we everywhere
right.
with it. We're not
right.
relying on one
right.
media platform, you know?
Absolutely.
So, like I said, you can
absolutely.
Malalis Music on everything. Malalis Music on YouTube, Malalis Music on all streaming platforms.
SoundCloud,
Spotify, everything.
Okay.
MG Gear is the clothing line, that the hat line is on Instagram. MG, G-E-A-R-S, MG Gears. You go to Instagram, all the wares is on there. We just try to stay self-contained. That's it.
Okay. So I'm going to play Lose Control by Marlon Lee.
Okay.
And when we get through playing this, we're going to talk a little bit about this song and we're going to, you know, talk some more to Marlon Lee. So
okay.
Here is Lose Control.
How you know I'm going to say it? Yes, I. It's Marlon Lee. Are we about to lose control?
We on the road, about to lose control. Team Lee is a no sleep zone. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Finally, the time has come. The setting and the run. The soca and the drum just make my body numb. No strife to kill my vibe. Just music and good times. My body and the fly. Wind up and something, sweat all down my face. Who wanna ramp with me? Watch how the party sweet, winding and repeat. He wanna grind on me. It's carnival, about to lose control. Oh, oh, oh.
We walk with the bar by your chest. Two buckles, two coat, two girls. One name Kong, one name Rugal. Straight fest, no sleep, while all night long. People lose control when they hear this song. Why? So long they be waiting for this. From the supervisor, sign them PTO slip. Them clothes done packs, suitcase done zip. 7 days, no work on a carnival bliss. No drama, just in my zone. See them y'all bump a room. I don't wanna ever go home. Nobody better call my phone.
I want to lose control. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna lose control. Oh, 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 oh. Watch out my ways I roll. Music can touch my soul. I'm about to lose control. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. From his party to she drop it, me a tack it, she no black it, me a wine and she a rock it, and we training, we a tap it, tick tock and snapchat it, pop lock and back it up. It's carnival, we behind the truck, and we fretting, ain't no fretting, only vice, nobody tripping, good times is only blessings, cause time and people winning, one time for where you're repping, this line we ain't forgetting, one life to live, so we live in.
We on the road, about to lose control, team lit is a no sleep zone, yeah. It's carnival, and we on the road, about to lose control. Team lit is a no sleep zone. It's carnival, about to lose control. Oh, 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 I wanna lose control. Oh, 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 watch out my way I roll. Music can touch my soul. I'm about to lose control. Wind up on something, sweat all down my face. Who wanna ramp with me? Watch out, the party sweet. Whining and repeat. You wanna grind on me?
And that was Lose Control by Marlon Lee. I had to stop for a minute, y'all, and just kind of remind myself that I was on the radio because I was sitting here jamming. And I didn't want to lose control.
Yeah. Don't you lose control? It's crazy because every time we have an interview at the play that record, the interviewer always says that. Every time we do an interview and that record plays, they'd be like, I had to catch myself because I was about to lose control. So I guess the song doing what it's supposed to do.
That's very true. I was looking at the countdown. I'm like, wait, let me get this together. I'll be done forgot. And people be like, I don't hear nothing. Yeah. I don't hear nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have a person on the line. I want to know if that person with the phone number last 4-9-7-2-1, you have anything to say to our guests, Maul and Lee? No, they're going to be shy.
Hey.
Say hey.
My
I'm not going to be doing it, man. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah.
Good night, good night. Good night to everyone. Thank you all for just teaming together.
Yeah. Is that you?
And I just want to say thank you very much for what y'all are building on and sharing.
Thank you, my dear, together. For coming through.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you're coming through, your team together. Magato, our conversation is still in print.
Yeah.
Magato?
Yeah.
All around.
Thanks for that. Love. Thanks for the love, KJ.
We're still in everything. So,
still in everything.
I'll let y'all continue building and seeing with the community about what you're doing.
Okay, definitely.
Thank you so much.
That's the goal.
Thank you so much, Kaz.
Yes. We got more to grow. We're going to do this. I believe.
Yes.
All right.
Believe. All right.
Yeah. So, Marlise, how do you keep a balance between your music life and your family and personal life? How do you keep a balance with that?
Well, it's just knowing what you want and what you have to do and just trying to – you have to kind of separate the two. Sometimes you know,
okay.
Yeah, you have to organize stuff, are you?
We try not to do anything like without planning it or without, you know, real organizing what we're trying to do, you know, so we won't have any, you know, situations where you're supposed to be one place and you can't be, or so we try to organize it, our studio sessions, our record, you know, everything,
and it's crazy because like. Most everything we do, it almost happens where, like, it's supposed to happen. Like, we don't live too far from each other. It's like, it's everything just aligns.
Yeah, everything just works
with.
Out.
It'll just work. Like, we just...
right.
It's the most high. That's how we just say.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because if like, I might hit Lisa, I'd be like... Be like, I need you to make a photo or some graphic design or something. And she might be like, well, I'm busy right now. I'm gonna take care of it. But she always comes through in time for me to do what I need to do with it. You know,
that's awesome.
It just works.
That's awesome.
It just works.
Yeah. So how hard was it to stay relevant through our whole COVID thing? How hard was it for you both as musicians, you know, to be out or to get your music out? You know, during this whole COVID.
You want to take it? I think when we started, we was already in a go mode. We was in a mode already where we was just gonna go get it. So I think the pandemic just kind of helped slow things down to a place where we could get the things that we needed to be done.
Yeah.
And it was a blessing.
Really.
It definitely was.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of people said, I know the last few people I interviewed, they said, well, you know, it slowed stuff down for me. One lady, she finished a book and, you know, people just found the time to just slow it down and do the stuff that they
exposed a lot.
Right,
yeah, because we all needed to take a breather and slow down.
Yeah.
God bless all the affected to it. I'm not saying like, but we was like a hamster on a treadmill. So at some point, you got to slow down and recognize what's important to you in life, in your
moment,
world.
In that moment, that's what we should have been doing. We should have been looking at ourselves and working on ourselves.
But before,
right.
People just going. Everybody's going. They're just going with their normal life. So when this happened now, it makes you sit back and take things in perspective. Mm-hmm. And you realize, like, man, I didn't even need as much as I thought I needed in life, just as a person.
Right. Yes.
You know, because simplicity is what we use to survive. Shout out to Sisla. Simplicity is, it works a lot of time more than, some people think more is more. Sometimes less is more.
Right. Because during the pandemic, no one was in, you know, you're not going to spend too much money on buying clothes because nobody's going anywhere. We're not spending money on the things that we normally spend money on. So this was a moment for me to take the money that I have and invest it in myself and make some things happen. Because the moment you didn't need a lot, you just need enough to keep you going.
Yes. And it showed you, who was real in your corner, and it shows you who really important in your everyday life.
Yes.
You know, as far as even friends and stuff like that, you realize, like, yo, some people ain't really my friends. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So
it makes
everything dumb. So when you come out of this now, you should come out even more powerful now.
Yes. That pain should be turned into power.
Yes.
Period.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what was?
Yeah.
Because
things are
going.
Things are going to happen, but we still got to move.
Yeah. So what was the biggest challenge though in this music journey with both you and Ma? What's the biggest challenge has been, Lise?
Us together or as individuals in our career?
Together, since you come together as a, you know, collaborating. What has been the biggest challenge for you?
It ain't no challenge.
And it could be just in the music journey itself. Would you say? With Ma said,
it
no
ain't
challenge.
No challenge. We just moving. Like, we just moving. Of course, it's obstacles. It's going to be obstacles.
Oh,
yeah. And it's like, you know, besides the naysayers and people that think you can't do it, but we don't even look at them. We got blindfolds on. We just doing what we do. So
I think to answer that question, the best answer I would say would be that our biggest challenge was not looking at what was in front of us, like not looking at the likes, not looking at how many people, you know, supported us, not looking at, you know, being able to look at the things that's not going our way and know that what we're doing will take us where we want to go regardless of what people think, what people like, if they like, you know, if we got 100 views, if we got 1 million views, we just, I think mostly our challenge was just not looking at those things, talking about them and letting them go, observing it and not letting it, you know, stop you.
Definitely.
And that's a powerful, that's a powerful statement right there, Lise, because, you know, when you said not looking at the likes, that's a very true statement because people will be doing things and will look at their social media and say, oh God, I didn't get enough likes, so I'm not going to do this today.
Yeah.
So that's really a very powerful statement. Right.
Yeah.
So we don't watch the face, man. We just keep doing what we're doing. We know what our destiny is. We know what the Most High have in store for us, and we just keep pushing, man. You know?
Yeah. So what's your give back to the community? What do you guys do in your community to give back?
Well, I mean, what we do. Like, I have...
We just finished 2 fundraisers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We just did... I even forgot about that. We just did two major fundraisers. We did one last summer, and we did one...
Okay.
Or what it was, about 2 weeks ago. Last summer we did something for the Jamaican Project USA. Shout out to Reggae Vibes Radio. Mr. Wayne Hall, he reached out to us. They were doing a fundraiser to send all kinds of, what are they saying?
Clothes. During the pandemic.
All that stuff. This was in the mid-high time of the pandemic. You know, and people needed clothes and different stuff, and they, you know, you could donate and send in money and stuff like that. So we were glad to be a part of that. And then we just did another one last month for, what is the name of it is?
The Charlemagne High School.
Charlemagne High School in New York.
For them with their laptops. And
yeah. Their alma mater. They needed laptops and all of that. So we lended our gift and our time. Because some people don't even realize, like, when somebody call you, like, okay, I need you to do a fundraiser, I need you to perform for me or whatever. We're doing it for free, but we're using our time, our resources, and our money just to be able
to
find a place to perform, you know.
Right.
Get, like, I have my DJ, I have to get my DJ aligned. So it's a lot that goes into it, too, as far as just presenting ourselves to the people that they may be able to be like, you know what, I like them. I'm going to donate $5 to this cause right here. So it's just different stuff like that we try to do, you know?
But that's a big part of, I mean, for me. As
Go ahead. Okay.
Oh, no, I was saying the community is just a big, it's a major part of why I even do what I do. I'm excited to be able to get the resources to be able to do more for my hometown, especially, and, you know, just fundraising abroad.
Yeah, because you even have
that.
Lisa has something set up right now that she's working on back home. We're not going to talk too much about it, but it's a major organization that we're putting together. So when we reach to the place that we need to get, it'll already be, you know, she already got the logo for it. And this is all about the kids in a certain part of the community where she was raised up.
When my brother was murdered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she already had this thing going on. So it's just a matter of time before it comes to fruition, you know?
Right. But again, unless I work hard towards my goals, I won't be able to do anything that I want to accomplish. So that is important for me to just stay focused and never give up, keep my faith, and keep those goals, my community in mind, because it's very important for me to do that, to be able to build
to
do something. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It'll be your living legacy.
And her brother's name will be on it, the foundation type of thing, and it's going to help a lot of people.
Right.
So we got a lot of things in store, you know, that we're building on.
Yes.
We just wait until we get to the point of, you know, really being able to push it forward. We're manifesting right now. We're manifesting these goals.
And we may
not
even have to, because how everything works out for us, our resources come through divine ways. So it's no telling how soon it might happen. It might be, it could be a year from now, it could be a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
God has it.
Right.
So So becoming you guys becoming, your music is going to be going worldwide. Are you
definitely
ready to take some more trips abroad once we start, you know, travel again?
We ready.
We've waited all our lives for this moment.
We ready.
I'm big on preparedness.
So
how do people get in touch with you? You know, to get your information if they want you to come play, or, you know, they want you to come overseas or something. How do people get in touch with you?
You can reach us at The Real Malgato on IG, Leaf Music on IG. We're on Facebook, Malgato Leaf.
And our email is malandleafmusic@gmail.com.
That's the best way. malandleafmusic@gmail.com. That's where we do all our bookings at. Our social media. Once you put in Mal and Leaf Music, all our stuff is going to come up. We're Mal and Leaf Music on YouTube, Mal and Leaf Music at gmail.com. Everything is Mal and Leaf Music.
For us, the listening audience, can you spell that out for us, please?
And once you go to the videos, all that information is actually listed under there. So if for some reason you forget it, you can go to the Still and Everything video, and under there we have our email, all our social media information, and all that stuff. So you guys can find it there as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So So we'll also, we're also going to have you in Vertical Life Magazine. We'll be putting this in Vertical Life Magazine where people can hear the interview. And we and we're going to list how people can get in touch with you, your social media pages, and how they can get in touch with you. That'd be in Vertical Magazine, and definitely we'll keep promoting that out for you. So we want all of our fans to listen to. We want all our fans to hear who you are. So I would say all you guys listening out there, look forward on Vertical Magazine tomorrow. And again, we'll be promoting it on all of our social media. So great. So there. So one of the questions I ask everyone that come on our program, because you got some time behind you. You got some experience. What advice would you give to an up and coming musician that's trying to get into the business or trying to get their music heard?
Know yourself as one thing. Know what you want. Know yourself. Be determined. Be persistent.
Know that all the tools that you need to be successful, all the tools that you need to do the work that God has for you to do on this earth are inside of you. You don't have to look outside to another individual, another company, another label. You do your work. You just work your passion, work your craft, become better, become skillful. Don't give up.
Know what you want, because this game is not a nice game at times. This game could be real dirty. So you have to know what you want.
Yes.
You know, you got to know. Sometimes you can't go for the low-hanging fruit.
Exactly.
Because it's right there.
Yeah. And ain't everything that glitters at?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, and that's where it comes, that's where I say you have to look inside yourself, because sometimes we could answer questions within ourselves that we don't have to ask somebody, we don't have to ask somebody else's opinion.
Yeah.
If it don't sound right, it's probably not. If it don't feel right, it's probably not.
And it's okay with hearing a no. It's okay. You won't get 1,000 no's before, but all you need is one yes.
Yes.
So you won't get no's slapping your face. But you have to just keep going. You know, you're going to get no's. You can't be emotional. This thing ain't about all the emotion. You have to think logically. Yeah.
Just don't tell yourself no.
Yeah,
if you tell yourself yes and hear the no's, it won't work. Just don't tell yourself no. It's never no for you. It's always a yes.
And keep going. Just keep going. Don't stop.
It's been a real pleasure to have you two on the program, and definitely you are part of the Vertical family. I'm going to definitely be watching you, and I hope you guys come back whenever something's kicking or something new you want to announce it. Yeah, come back, hit me up in the mail and come back. We'll have you on the program. I would love to just keep supporting you, keep promoting you.
We want to give you our thanks and our appreciation for what you and your company is doing. We want to just give love and light and peace and abundance and more favor to Vertical Life Magazine. We wish you guys much success. We hope you guys grow internationally and worldwide, like on the same mission that we got.
Yep.
And we wish you guys the best. And we thank you guys for supporting us, all the other artists out there. We're grateful.
Definitely.
Thank you, Ma and Lisa. I really appreciate both of you. And I just want my audience know, again, this has been the Music Cafe, and our guests have been Ma and Lisa. And we will have all the information for you to go listen to them, see some videos, see their social media. Please support them and get their music as well. And just so my audience, I just want to thank you again for being our audience. Thank you for my staff putting together this program. And just don't forget us next week. We're going to have Brenda Nicole Moore on our show. So kicking it up high with our musicians this year. Now we're going to kick it up high with the musicians this year. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
And also in Frisco, Texas, don't forget, once you're signed, she's going to give you a discount. And guess what? You have to listen to the show to see what the discount is.
What part did you say?
Frisco, Texas, outside of Dallas.
Bristol, okay, okay. How are they doing down there? Because I know they was affected heavy by the storms the other day. They doing okay?
They're doing pretty good. They're doing pretty good.
Okay,
but,
good.
You know, it's just, you know, I said to my daughter, I said, well, how y'all doing? She goes, well, you know, in our building, we still got lights and everything. So everybody that knew her that lived close by, so they doing good.
Yeah, good.
They doing good. Everybody coming back to life.
Good. Everything is just that season. So once again, give thanks to you, Celeste. Give thanks to Vertical Life Magazine, the Music Cafe. It was a pleasure for Malalise to be here.
Always.
This is what we do. And on that note, we're going to just leave with a
boom.
Yeah.
We're going to leave with Lose Control, okay? We're going to leave with Lose Control playing, all right? So thank you so much, you two. There you go.
How you know I'm going to say yes, I. It's Malalise. How we about to lose control.
We on the road, about to lose control. Team lit is a no sleep zone. Yeah, it's carnival. Finally, the time has come. The fetching and the run. The soca and the drum. Just make my body numb. No strife to kill my vibe. Just music and good times. My party and the fly. Wine up and something, sweat all down my face. Who wanna ramp with me? Watch how the party sweet, winding and repeat.
Any road, any route, any party, we buck with the bar of a hotel. Two buckles, two coke, two girls. One name, crown, one name, rugal. Straight fest, no sleep, while all night long. People lose control when they hear this song. So long they be waiting for this. From the supervisor, sign them PTO slip. Them clothes done packed, suitcase done zipped. 7 days, no work, and a carnival bliss. No drama, just in my zone. See them y'all bump a room. I don't wanna ever go home. Nobody better call my phone.
I want to lose control. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna lose control. Oh, 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 oh. Watch out the way I roll. Music can touch my soul. I'm about to lose control. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. From Miss Patrick when she drop it, me at a kitchen, no black it, me a wine and she a rock it, and we training, we at a pick tick tock and snapchat it, pop lock and back it up. It's carnival, we behind the truck, and we fretting, ain't no fretting, only vice, nobody tripping, good times, it's only blessings, good time, and people winning, one time, feel where you're repping, this line we ain't forgetting, one life to live, so we live in.
We on the road, about to lose control, team lit is a no sleep zone, yeah. It's carnival, and we on the road, about to lose control, team lit is a no sleep zone, it's carnival, about to lose control, oh, 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 I wanna lose control, oh, 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 watch out the way I roll, music can touch my soul, I'm about to lose control, oh, 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 wine up on something, sweat all down my face. Wanna ramp with me? Watch how they pass me sweet. Whining and repeat. You wanna grind on me?